Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the second chapter of Hilchos Machlos Asuros. In this parak, the Rambam discusses the various prohibitions regarding eating specific animals, as well as how many sets of lashes one will receive when one consumes them, along with the requisite amount one must consume in order to receive those lashes. Halacha Aleph. Mechlal shenemar v'chol behemah mafresis parsa, v'shusah she'asah sh'tei kvartos malaskira, shomei ani she'kol she'ina malaskira mafresis parsa asura, v'lav haba mechlal asei asehu. The Rambam teaches us that since the pasuk writes that any animal that has split hooves and it's divided into two hooves and chews its cud, that you are able to eat. So then that implies that any animal that does not chew its cud or have split hooves is going to be forbidden. And thus, when we have a situation where a negative command emerges from a positive command, we treat it as a positive Torah command. V'gamal v'chazir bar neves v'shafan ne'mar ezeh lo tochlu m'malei hagira mafrisei parsa v'gomer harlamata shein v'lo zasei v'afal pi sheish ben siman echad. Furthermore, with regards to specific animals, the camel, the pig, the hyrax, and the hare, in that circumstance, the Torah says that you cannot eat from those which chew the cud and have split hooves, because these each respectively have one. So you see that they are forbidden with a negative command, even though they have one of the signs of being a kosher animal. Furthermore, any animal which doesn't have either sign can be naturally derived, using our logic, that is going to be forbidden as well, with a negative command, aside from the violation of the positive command of specifically eating the kosher animals. Halacha Beis. Lefikach. Kol ha'ochel mibsar behema v'chaya tmeya, kizayas, loka min ha'Torah. Accordingly, anybody who eats from the flesh of either a domesticated or undomesticated animal which is not kosher, the size of an olive's worth of its meat, will receive lashes on a Torah level. Bein she'ochel min ha'basar, bein she'ochel min ha'chelev. This is true whether it is eaten from the actual flesh or from the fat of the animal. Lochi likarasa b'tmeya be'misarim l'chelbam. The Torah does not distinguish between the flesh and the fat of a non-kosher animal. That is specific to a kosher animal. Halacha Gimel. Ha'adam, afal pi shenemar bo vayhi adam lenefesh chaya, eino mechlal minei chaya ba'alas parsa, lefikach eino v'lo zaseh. With regards to human flesh, even though the pasuk refers to man as being a beast which has a soul, nonetheless, he does not qualify as being under the category of beasts which have split hooves or not split hooves, and therefore, if one were to consume such flesh, then they do not violate a Torah prohibition. But ochel b'sar adam, omechel bo, b'min achai, b'min ameis, eino leka. Accordingly, if somebody were to consume either the flesh or the fats of a human being, whether a living one or a dead one, then they do not receive Torah-level lashes. Aval atzer hu ba'aseh. However, by consuming such flesh, one has violated a positive command, in that the Torah listed the seven types of chayot, which one is able to eat, and the Torah says, these you shall eat. That implies anything aside from these, one is not allowed to eat. And that negative command, which emerges from the positive command, is treated halachically as a positive command. Halacha Dalet. Ha'ochel kadayis m'sar ov tamei, loka min ha'Torah, sh'ne'mar, ves elesh shaksu min ha'ov, lo ye'achlu. Vare over al ase, sh'ne'mar, kol tzibor Torah tochelu, ha'tmeya lo tochlu. If one consumes an olive-sized portion of the flesh of a non-kosher bird, then one receives lashes on a Torah level, because they violated a negative command, which is that these birds you should consider as repulsive, you should not eat them. And you've also violated a positive command, in that the Torah says, regarding the kosher birds, that these you shall eat, that implies that one which is not kosher, one shall not eat. V'chein ochel kazayis midag tamei, loka, sh'ne'mar, v'sheket yu lachem, v'msaram lo sochelu. V'abar al ase, sh'ne'mar, kol asher lo snapir katskeses tochelu, mechlal, sh'mish ein lo snapir katskeses lo yechel. Similarly, if one consumes an olive-sized bit of flesh from a non-kosher fish, then one receives lashes, because the pasuk says that these should be repulsive to us, and from their flesh you shall not eat. And one has also violated a positive command, and that the pasuk says that you shall eat from those that have fins and scales, and that implies that those that do not have fins and scales shall not be eaten. Halamata shekola ochel dag tamei, o behema v'chaya tamei, o ov tamei, bitel mitzvah aseh, v'avar lo aseh. What emerges from these halachos is that anyone who eats a non-kosher fish, or animal, or bird, has both violated a negative command as well as failed to fulfill a positive command. Halacha hei. Chagav tameh harei hu b'chal sheretz ov. Ba'ochel kizayis misheretz ov loke. Shneimar kol sheretz ov tameh hu lechem lo yechlu. Ve'zehu sheretz ov. Go'en zebuv, oyatosh, v'tzira, u'dvora, u'kiyot behen. One who consumes, again, an olive-sized portion of a flying, creepy, crawly creature is going to receive lashes on a Torah level. As the pasuk says, any of these type of creatures are not kosher, they cannot be eaten. And when we refer to these type of creatures, some examples are a fly, a mosquito, a hornet, a bee, or different things along those lines. And the Rambam teaches us that non-kosher species of locust, ones that are not amongst the few that were listed in the previous parak of kosher species, also qualify as a sheretz ov and will receive lashes for eating an olive-sized portion of their flesh as well. Halacha vav. Ochel kizayis misheretz haaretz loka shneimar b'chol sheretz hashoretz al aretz sheketz hu lo yachel. V'zehu sheretz haaretz go nechashim v'akrabim v'chivshit nadal v'yotz v'hen. If somebody consumes an olive-sized portion of a creepy, crawly land animal, then he also receives lashes on a Torah level. As the pasuk says, any of these type of creatures which swarms on the ground should be gross to the Bnei Yisrael, and they shall not be eaten. And what do we mean by these type of creatures? The Rambam lists some examples, such as snakes, scorpions, and various types of bugs. Halacha zayin. Ushmona shratzim ha'amurim b'Torah, shein ha'acheled, v'achbar, v'atzav, v'anaka, v'akoach, v'altav, v'achomet, v'atin shemes, hocham b'sarim, kadasha loka. With regards to eight types of creepy, crawly creatures, which the Torah refers to as being unique, it lists eight of them by name. Some of them we are familiar with, a weasel, a lizard, a snail, a mole, and the like. Some of them are harder to translate. If somebody consumes from their flesh a different size, minimum size, of a lentil bean, then one receives lashes. Shir achilason kishir tumasan. The reason for this difference in size is because it follows the amount of their body, which can make one ritually impure. Now, you can have different ones of these species, a small piece from this one, a small piece of this one, to overall make up this amount of a lentil. When is this true? This is assuming one has eaten from them after they've died. However, if one cuts off a limb from a living one of these creatures and consumes it, then he will not receive lashes for a mere lentil, only once he's eaten enough of it to consume an olive-sized portion. V'kulam mitzarf in l'kzayis. And again, all of them can join together. You have a little bit of a mole, a little bit of a weasel, etc. Then together, that amount can create an olive-sized portion. Achal eiver shalem min hasheretz achar shemeis eino loka ashiya bo kadasha. If one eats a full limb of one of these rodents after they've died, then one does not receive lashes until it has the size of a lentil to it. Halacha tes. Dam shmona shratzim ubsaron mitztarif lekadasha, hushia dam mechuber lebasar. The blood of these eight types of crawly creatures and their flesh can join together to reach the size of a lentil. This is assuming that the blood is connected to the meat. V'chein dam hanachash mitztarif lebasar lekzayis v'loka lav l'vish em sarah chalak midama. Similarly, regarding the blood of a snake, it's able to combine together with its flesh to reach the size of an olive portion, and one would receive lashes on it because its flesh is not considered apart from its blood. This is even though it does not have the ability to convey ritual impurity. The same thing is true with regarding any other creepy crawling animal which is not able to convey ritual impurity. Halacha yud. Dam shratzim sheparash uknaso v'achalo loke alav b'kzayis. The blood of one of these creepy crawly creatures, which has left the body and then has congealed, and one consumes it, then one receives lashes for that once it is the size of an olive. This is assuming one has warned him because of saying that if you do so, you've violated the prohibition to eat a sheretz. However, if he was warned instead not to eat this because it is a violation of the prohibition of eating blood, then one is not liable for lashes. Because when the Torah speaks of blood as being a prohibited substance, that is referring to the blood of a regular-sized land animal or a bird. And therefore, though it's forbidden to eat such blood, one will not receive lashes. Halacha Yud Aleph. Kol Hashiurin Machlok Asam Halacha Moshe Sinai. With regards to all these different measures and all the halachos which distinguish between them, these are things which have been passed down from Moshe from Har Sinai. Halacha Yud Beis. Ochel kizayis misheretz hamayim loke emin haTorah shneimar al tishaksu hashnafshu seichem b'chol hasheretz hashoretz lo tzamu bahem. Hari kala b'lav zeh sheretz aretz v'sheretz o sheretz hamayim. The pasuk says regarding all different sort of creepy crawly creatures, that you should not make yourself disgusting, repulsive by consuming these type of swarming creatures, and should not become impure because of them. And therefore, we derive from this that if somebody eats an olive-sized portion of a water animal of these sort, then one will be liable for lashes as well. And within this prohibition, we see that it doesn't only refer to water animals, but it also includes land animals and flying animals of the sheret, creepy crawly sort. Eto sheret amayim. Now, what qualifies as a creepy crawly creature of the water? Elu abrios haketanos, kimo hatolam, ba'aluka, shevimayim, abrios hagdolos, biyoser, shein chayos yam. What's included with regard to this aquatic category? It refers to small creatures, like little types of leeches and worms and the like that live in the water, as well as large sea creatures, those that are the creatures of the sea. Kol shel davar, kol she'ein b'tzuras dagim, lo dag tame, lo tag tahar, kol kalev hamayim v'adalfon v'tzvardeya k'yotepen. The Rambam now summarized and says that any creature that lives in the water that doesn't have the regular qualities of a fish, it's not a non-kosher fish or a kosher fish, such as a seal, or a dolphin, or a frog, or the like, they fall under this category. Halacha Yud Gimel. Eilu aminim shenivraim ba'ashbos b'gufei hanevelos, kigon rima v'tolas, kiyotepen, she'enan nivraim mizachor nekeva, elemen agalolim shesrichu, kiyotepen, heinan nikrin romes ala haaretz. With regards to certain species, which first come into existence in heaps of garbage, or in dead animal carcasses, such as maggots, or worms, or the like, and they don't come into the world through sexual intercourse, but rather they just emerge from decay. These are the ones that are referred to as a different sort of creepy crawly creature, those that are romes al haaretz. V'ochel mehem k'zayis loka. If one consumes an olive-sized portion of them, then one also receives lashes. Ne'emar pasuk says, v'lo tzta'mu es nafsho seichem chol asher tzaramoyz al haaretz, v'afapi she'ein parim rog. The pasuk says that you should not make yourself impure by consuming any of these creepy crawly creatures. And this is even though they do not regularly reproduce. With regards to the pasuk, when it refers to a creepy crawly creature that's referred to simply as a sheretz rather than romes, so in that circumstance, that does mean that it reproduces from a male and a female. Halacha Yud Dalet. Elo aminim hanivraim b'peiros b'machalos, im parshu v'yatzu la'aretz, afal pi shechazru l'toch ha'ochel, mi she'achol mehen k'zayis loke, shenemar l'chol ha'sheretz ha'shoreitz al ha'aretz. With regards to these sort of species, which first come into existence in fruit and in different types of foods, if they have left these food items and gone out to the earth, even if afterwards they return to go back into the food, if somebody consumes an olive-sized portion of them, then he receives lashes, as the pasuk says, regarding all of these creepy crawly creatures on the earth, to forbid those that have already left the food item to go to the earth. But if they have not ever left the food item, then they are permitted to eat along with the fruit. You can consume the fruit as well as the worm within it. Halacha tesvav. When is this true? This is if the fruit has become wormy after it was already taken away from the ground. However, if it's become wormy while it's still attached to the ground, if that was the circumstance, that worm is forbidden, as if it had already left the fruit to go to the ground, because it was created while it's still attached to the ground, and therefore qualifies as a creepy crawly creature on the ground, and will receive lashes for it. Im safik asura. If one is uncertain regarding its status, then it's forbidden to eat. Lefikach, kol mini pir shedarkan lasliya k'shem mechubarin, lo yochal ash yivdo kapri mitocho, shema yish bo tlas. Accordingly, any sort of fruit species, which generally will become wormy in such a fashion, while they are attached to the ground, one is not allowed to consume them until you first check the fruit from the inside, because perhaps it has a worm in it. If, however, you leave the fruit after it's been picked for 12 months, so then you can consume it even without checking it first, because the worm that might live inside of it will not last beyond 12 months. Halacha tes zayin. Parshu la'avir v'lo nagu la'aretz. O sheparshu miktsasan la'aretz. O sheparshu achar shemesu. O shenimzi tzlas al hagar ina mivifnim. O sheyatu mitoch ochel l'toch ochel acher. Kol ilu asur misafik v'ein lukan layin. If the worms had gone out to the air of the world, but had not actually reached the earth, or part of them had left, but part of them had still stayed within the fruit, or they had left the fruit after they had died, or that you discovered the worm on the seed on the inside, or they had gone out from the food item directly into another food item. In all of these circumstances, out of uncertainty, we say that they are forbidden, but one will not receive lashes if one consumes them. Halacha Yud Zayin. Tolas hanimtzeis b'mei hadagim u'b'moach shebarosha behema, but hanimtzeis b'basar asura. With regards to worms that are found on the inside of fish bellies and in the brains of an animal's head, and that are found in their meat, those are forbidden to eat. Avodagma liach shesliya harei hatolas shebo muteres. However, with regards to a salted fish, which has already begun to become wormy, in that case, the worm within it is permitted. Shein kaperos shesliu achas shenegru min haaretz shemutar l'achlan kulan ka'achas b'tolas shebesochan. Because in this circumstance, it's like fruit which had become wormy after they had been picked from the ground, which, as the Rambam has already explained, is permitted to eat them as long as they are consumed at once, them along with the worm inside. Similarly, with regards to water that one might have in a vessel that has become buggy, in that circumstance, you are allowed to drink the water along with the bugs that might be contained within them. Because when the Pasuk said all that which has fins and scales in the water and the seas and the rivers, those you can eat, the Pasuk is coming to say that in the water and in the seas and in the rivers, those you are allowed to eat if they have these signs, and you're not allowed to eat those that do not have the signs. But in a vessel, not in a sea or river, whether it has the signs or not, those are permitted. Halacha Yud Ches. Sheretz ha-mayim ha-niver boros b'shichin u'b'maros, ho'av ha'inan mayim, novin, v'harei hein atzurin, harein k'mayim sh'bekelim u'mutter. With regards to bugs found in certain types of cisterns, caves that contain water and the like, since these waters are not flowing waters, they are stagnant, they are like water which is found inside of a vessel, and therefore such bugs are permitted. V'shoche v'shose v'eino nimna v'afal pisha bolea v'shash siya me'osan shrazim handakim. One is allowed to bend down and drink from that water. You don't have to withhold, even though in the process of drinking the water, you will swallow from these small bugs. Halacha Yud Tes. B'medar murim shelo parshu me'akom b'riyasan. When is this true? This is assuming that those small water bugs did not leave from the place where they first came into being. Aval im perish sheretz afal pisha chazor l'tocha kli o l'tocha bor aser. However, if, similar to the fruits, these creatures leave the water, even though afterwards they go back into the vessel where they had come from, or into the cistern, they are still forbidden. Parash l'dafnei achaves, v'chazar v'nafal l'tocha mayim, o l'tocha sheichar, mutter. If they left to the walls of the barrel, and then afterwards fell back into the water, or back into the beer, in that circumstance they are permitted. V'chein im parash l'dafnei abor, o amara, v'chazar l'mayim, mutter. Similarly, if they were to leave to go to the walls of the cistern or the cave where the water was contained in these stagnant water situations, and then they go back into the water, then they are still permitted. Halacha Chaf. Hamesaneh yain was a chometz, or as a shechar, v'achal zav chushim, or as a yatushim, v'atulas, shesinin, loke, mishum sheretz hamayim, or mishum sheretz ov. Afilu chazar lakli achar shesinan, sherei parshim malkum priyazan. If one strains either wine or vinegar or beer and consumes then the bugs that he found within them, then he will be liable for lashes by eating these creepy crawly creatures of the water or of the air. And this is even if they have gone back into the vessel after he strained them, because, as has been illustrated, they have left from the place where they were created. However, if he did not first strain them, then he can drink and he doesn't have to withhold, as the Rambam has already explained. That which the Rambam has spoken about in this parak regarding one who has eaten an olive-sized portion, that was all assuming that one ate an olive-sized portion from a large creature, or one combined a small bit from one creature and a small bit with another creature of that same species until one had consumed an olive's worth. However, if one consumes a non-kosher creature all on its own, in its entirety, then one will receive lashes on a Torah level. This is even if it was tiny, less than a mustard seed. And this is true whether he's eating it alive or dead. Even if the creature has become rotten and changed its form, nonetheless, once he has consumed it in entirety, then one will receive lashes. Nimala shechaser afilu achas miragleha eno lo ke'ala ela b'kzayis. With regard to an ant, let's say, which lost one of its legs, so then one will not be liable for lashes by eating that until he consumes an olive-sized portion. It's no longer considered its own full creature. Levikach ochel zuv shalim oetosh shalim bein chai bein meis lo kamishum sheretz ov. Accordingly, if somebody eats an entire fly or an entire mosquito, whether it's alive or it's dead, then he will receive lashes because he's eaten one of these flying, creepy, crawly creatures. Halacha chav gimel. Harishayisa bria misharetz of, misharetz mayim, misharetz aretz. Gon shayu la kanafayim, vima haleches al aretz kishar shratzim, vaisa rava b'mayim, v'achala loka shalosh malkios. If one consumes a creature which both crawls on the ground as well as flies and also comes from the water, such as one that has wings but walks on the earth, just like any other creepy crawler bug, and it also produces itself in the water, in that circumstance, if one consumes it, then he will receive 3 sets of lashes, one for each type. Moreover, if it was one of these species which is first created in fruit, then in that circumstance, he'll receive an additional set of lashes, totaling 4. And if it was a species which reproduces through a male and a female, then he will receive 5 sets of lashes. And if it was amongst the species of non-kosher birds, then aside from the fact that it was one of these creepy crawly flying bugs, he will receive a 6th set of lashes. Mishum of tame, mishum sheretz of, mishum sheretz aretz, mishum sheretz amayim, mishum romes al aretz, mishum tulas aperos. These 6 would ultimately be because he has consumed a non-kosher flying creature, one which is also a creepy crawly flying creature, one which is also a creepy crawly land creature, as well as one which is a creepy crawly water creature, as well as one which is considered romes, teeming on the earth, and also because it comes from the wormy fruit. And thus, he will be receiving 6 sets of lashes. Bein she'achala kula, bein she'achala mimena k'zayis. This is whether he had eaten it in its entirety, whether he ate a olive-sized portion of it. Accordingly, if somebody ate one of these bugs which flies and breeds in the water, so then he will ultimately receive 5 sets of lashes. Halach Rav Dalet, the final halach on the parak. Rizik nemalim vehevi achas shlema, betzerfal elush nisrasku, venasa akol kzayas, v'achalo, loka sheish malkios. Chamesh mishum hanemala achas, v'achas mishum kzayas, minivlas hatameim. If one had ground up, crushed ants, and then after that, he took one whole ant and joined it together with these ones that had been crushed, together totaling the size of an olive portion, and then consumed it, he will receive 6 sets of lashes. What are the 6 for? 5 for the whole ant itself, plus an additional one because he's consumed an olive-sized portion of dead non-kosher animals. Have a wonderful day.